Right now, the largest driver of food security in Africa is conflict related. Conflict is the primary driver of acute food insecurity in Africa, which is imperiling over 100 million people's lives.
Has that number gone up significantly in the past few years?
Well, it's doubled since 2018. So it's definitely trending upward. And most of this is all related to conflict, which these are protracted conflicts. They've been going on for no less than 4 years. If you consider that the 15 countries with the highest levels of food insecurity right now, 12 of them are experiencing conflict. And the one with the least amount of time in conflict has been Mozambique, which is 4 years. The rest are for, you know, over a decade or longer, like the DRC or Sudan, Somalia, and Nigeria.
Is the food insecurity situation in conflict zones because food is being used as a weapon of war, or is it because people are afraid to go into their fields to farm because aid workers don't have access?
It's more of the latter. You know, conflict, it distracts governments and draws away resources, right? The governments are focused on the conflict at hand, which in the case of Africa only adds to the fragility of the institutions and the infrastructure that exists, and the government's ability to provide public services and assistance. And so that's what's causing a lot of the food insecurity. And also the conflict, as you noted, it uproots people, which prevents them from going back into their fields to harvest or to plant. There are about 31 million people in Africa who have been forcibly displaced from their homes due to the conflict. And those people include farmers, pastoralists, fishers, merchants, traders. This translates into substantial losses in planting, harvesting, transportation of food, and the functioning of markets.
Now, I'd sort of like to flip that thought about, if I may. Mm-hmm. In countries that are peaceful but are experiencing food insecurity for other reasons, for instance, economic collapse, climate change issues, that sort of thing, does food insecurity increase the risk of conflict?
So this has been debated a lot among experts. And food insecurity itself doesn't create conflict. You see lots of places where people have been experiencing drought or poor harvests, and they don't immediately get into conflict. But it has been identified as an amplifier or a threat multiplier to existing conflicts or existing what would be a good example or way to describe
fragilities
it?
Tensions?
Exactly, tensions between various groups. So, you know, a common discussion is the problem of climate change, where you have shortened rainy periods, so people are, the farmers go out to their harvest, and they've already had an arrangement with pastoralists who typically, under the good conditions, farmers would harvest their crops and the pastoralists would bring their herds back into the emptied fields to feed on the leftovers. And it's sort of a good arrangement. But what happens when harvests come later and the pastoralists have to bring their herds back in from wandering, because they also don't have water or any vegetation out there, and they come back at the same time that the harvests are, you know, at their peak, but they haven't been brought in by the farmers, then you have these situations where that could lead to conflict. So it's more of an exacerbation, the climate change, or for any sort of tensions that possibly could exist.